I can demonstrate to you all in one video that Trump may be the worst negotiator ever, and I'm pretty sure Ben Shapiro is realizing the same thing. Let's just jump in with this tweet that Trump sent early this morning about Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, then we can jump in to the peace plan and Ben Shapiro's breakdown. But let me say, the White House has been floating the idea of just giving up, stopping all material and intelligence support to Ukraine, withdrawing entirely, and just giving up if there's no peace plan reached. And think about this from a negotiation perspective. Vladimir Putin now has zero incentive to ever come to the table because he knows that if he just waits it out, if he just waits, then the US will give up and Ukraine will lose their largest base of support within the West, which is the United States. So Trump ceded all of their leverage 2 months in. I mean, forget ending the war on day one. What about ceding all of Ukraine's leverage on day one? So this reads, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is boasting on the front page of the Wall Street Journal that, quote, Ukraine will not legally recognize the occupation of Crimea. There's nothing to talk about here. He then says, this statement is very harmful to the peace negotiations with Russia and that Crimea was lost years ago under the auspices of President Barack Hussein Obama. Of course, he does the Hussein thing, but yo, he's saying that Zelensky's statement is harmful to the peace talks. Dude, you put together a completely bunk peace deal. You ceded all of their leverage by saying that you're going to give up soon. Listen to Ben Shapiro describing exactly this, because I found it kind of funny to watch Ben Shapiro slowly realize that Trump genuinely doesn't know what he's doing. Make sure you drop a like, drop some blue hearts if you made it this far, and listen.
The offer that President Trump's team is putting forth right now is an offer that is very rich for Vladimir Putin. It's an offer that does not put a lot of restrictions on the Russians. It frees them of legitimately all economic sanctions. And in return, they basically stop the war where it currently stands, which means that they are able to de facto claim the entire eastern flank of Ukraine. They're able to, in law, like de jure, recognize Crimea as part of Russia.
And that's the reason Zelensky was pushing back, because Trump wanted Crimea to be recognized officially as a part of Russia. I mean, talk about being tough on Russia, dude. He says that this war never would have happened under him. He is enabling the next chapter of the war by giving Putin land. And by the way, Crimea has been occupied since 2014. Trump did nothing for his 4 years.
And not just that, there'd be a ban on Ukraine from seeking membership of NATO, which is very difficult for Ukraine to accept because it's actually literally a part of their constitution. They're supposed to seek membership in NATO. It's also part of their constitution that they're not supposed to just give away land, even if that land is currently being occupied by the Russians. Part four of the plan would see America offer recognition of Russian sovereignty over Crimea. There are no serious security guarantees in the plan that's been put forth at this point. The security guarantees are vague. It's not a U.S. security guarantee. It's a possible European security guarantee. But the Europeans have not made clear what exactly that looks like at this point in time. Nonetheless, the Ukrainians, in anticipation of the possibility of a deal, have for a couple of weeks now already accepted in principle a 30-day zero condition ceasefire.
Okay, and listen to this. They accepted the 30-day zero condition ceasefire. This is a point that I've been making relentlessly. Almost every video I make when I talk about foreign policy, I point out that this ceasefire has been broken by one side, and that's Putin. Putin has continued taking land, doing drone strikes, taking homes, killing civilians and military personnel alike.
Like, you start right now. And Vladimir Putin has not taken them up on that. He has continued to fire drones into Ukraine. Yesterday, about 134 drones were fired over the border from Russia into Ukraine. Obviously, we're at a very, very fraught point in the negotiations after 2 long years of a war that has killed hundreds of thousands of people, at least 50,000 dead on the Ukrainian side, possibly upward of 200,000 dead on the Russian side. Tremendous human cost, significant violations of basic rules of war, particularly by the Russians. This is a crucial week in the negotiations to try to find an end to this war that has killed hundreds of thousands of people.
When Ben Shapiro is admitting that you got tricked, then trust me, you got tricked. And let's check out this peace deal. It says, this is insane. The U.S. will present a 7-point peace plan today, reports The Telegraph, citing sources. The U.S. proposal is as follows. Ukraine must abandon its claim to Crimea. This only legitimizes Putin's imperial strategy. Think about this. This tells Putin that all he has to do is grab new territory and wait it out. If he waits it out long enough, then the U.S., the West, will just give up. They'll get tired out or tuckered out, and then he'll have that territory. Then he can pause for a few years, rearm like he did from 2014 to 2022, then reinvade. It's a long-term strategy, and then after that, cessation of hostilities along the current front line. You really think Putin's going to agree to that? The U.S. will lift all sanctions imposed on Russia, and a nuclear power plant will be transferred to the U.S. The U.S. will begin energy cooperation with Russia. It's just helping Russia out. It's helping Putin out. You know, I always make the argument in debates that Trump isn't directly being paid off by Putin, but that there is something there to that relationship with narcissism. But I mean, effectively, it's the same. Trump may as well be a Russian agent, just flat out someone who was born in Moscow, because the way he's acting is materially not different whatsoever. Trump effectively is acting as a Russian agent, whether you think he is or not. Like, if you're debating a Trump supporter, ask them this question. If Trump were trying to destroy the USA and give Russia wins, and he was being paid by Putin, what would he be doing differently? The answer is nothing. Trump would not be doing anything differently. Ukraine will refuse to join NATO, but can join the EU. For how long? Conclusion of a minerals agreement. Okay, so Ukraine just gets everything, and in return, they get nothing. No security guarantees. And this brings us back to that statement that I was reading at the beginning, because Trump is currently melting down. He's got a bunch of five-alarm fires at once, whether it's Signalgate Part 2, the tariffs, Kilmar, Ukraine, everything. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is boasting on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, says Trump, that Ukraine will not legally recognize the occupation of Crimea. There's nothing to talk about here. Good. Why would Ukraine recognize that? That would be insane. This statement is very harmful to the peace negotiations with Russia, and that Crimea was lost years ago under the auspices of President Barack Hussein Obama and is not even a part of the discussion. Nobody is asking Zelensky to recognize Crimea as Russian territory, but if he wants Crimea, why didn't they fight for it 11 years ago when it was handed over to Russia without a shot being fired? There are also houses for... He is spreading Russian propaganda. The president of the United States is continuing to use Russian talking points. Quote, it's inflammatory statements like Zelensky's that make it so difficult to settle this war. Really? Not your bullying of Zelensky in the Oval Office, calling Zelensky a dictator, saying that Putin didn't even start this war and Zelensky did? Or you saying that you're like this close to giving up on the war, which tells Putin that if he just waits it out, the war's over? Dude, you're the one who's made it rough over and over. I can't even tell, like, are we being gaslit at this point? This dude is so dumb. It's inflammatory statements like Zelensky's that make it so difficult to settle this war. He has nothing to boast about. The situation for Ukraine is dire. He can have peace or he can fight for another 3 years. You don't think he's the one that wants peace? Sorry, I'm going crazy over here, but Trump has claimed that they're under a ceasefire for the past 30 days, or sort of a soft ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine, but only one side laid their weapons down while the other one continued to bomb Ukraine. It's insane. The statement made by Zelensky today will do nothing but prolong the killing field, and nobody wants that. This is Trump realizing that he prolonged the quote-unquote killing field when Marco Rubio said they're close to being done with this war. He says, but the man with no cards to play should now, finally, get it done. I look forward to being able to help Ukraine and Russia get out of this complete and total mess that would have never started if I were president. How long are you going to be saying that for, man? It's going to be 4 years from now, and he's going to be like, this war would have never kept going if I were president. It's like, dude, it's too late now. I'm going to leave it at that. Drop a like, subscribe if you appreciate my videos, and I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.